For sure. For sure. We just want to make sure that this is happening worldwide. I mean, like, the Bible talks about this. We know for sure it's going to come. We see this kind of thing happening in Revelation where, you know, to work and do business, buy things, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 through 17, it says, "The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name," and of course that number being 666.
Mm.
And so now some say we actually see this kind of thing being set up already, such as microchips being put under the skin of workers in places like Sweden, where they don't have to carry cards or IDs or even train tickets, you know, because it's on the chip and under their skin. You know, during this whole pandemic, there have actually been thoughts of having vaccination proof cards to prove that you've had the vaccine or else not be able to go to work and so on. So, you know, we actually see signs that this kind of thing could be done already. But is it the second mark of the beast? You know, like, or is it the mark of the second beast, I should say? I mean, like, time's going to tell. I'm not going to say this is it, you know, but this is why we're also told in that passage to be aware, to be on our guard, because this kind of thing is coming our way. When it comes, you know, we don't know exactly for sure. But, you know, I think it's going to be a little more obvious than, you know, something subtle like a chip under the skin. You know, I think it's going to be blatantly obvious. And yet people are going to be like, this is great. Mm. But yet, you know, we know that if we as believers were to take that, it would be literally us turning our back on God.
You know what? I know this wasn't the primary point that they were really asking in the question, but when they mentioned in this question that I don't think that Christians are ready for any sort of persecution, especially in Western church, right?
Yeah.
And it's true, but it kind of begs the question, like, how in the world are you supposed to prepare for persecution? You know, it's kind of a very strange thing.
It really is. I mean,
because who wants to prepare for persecution?
Well, yeah. Who? I mean, you know, you think of even the disciples, the early church.
Yeah.
Were they ready to give their lives? Mm. I don't think they were ever actually just, okay, I'm ready now. Mm. You know, I think, you know, they came to understand that that would happen as, you know, of course, they spent time with Jesus. But I don't think that ever fully crossed their minds, okay, it's coming. Mm-hmm. I can see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of happened over time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all they had to understand in their minds is that I'm ready to follow Jesus no matter what happens, even if it led to death.
Just being like resolute.
Yeah.
In the spirit. And I like that.